Hey, it's the Pennsylvania Rock Show featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. My name is Bill, and with me tonight on the phone is John Fox. What's up, John?
Just relaxing after a day's work. Hi, everybody.
You mentioned to me earlier in the week that you get up for work at 2:30 in the morning, and I can't imagine what you do.
Go to bed early.
Well, what type of work are you in that you have to get up that early, if you don't mind me?
Well, I work for Bayer Healthcare. I'm a line assembler. I assemble, package, and inspect medical supplies used in CAT scans and MRIs.
Why 2:30 in the morning then? Robinson Township, right?
No, Indianola. And actually, that's going to change in January because the powers that be decided it would be more productive to switch over to a regular 5-8-hour days shift.
So are you working shorter shifts or longer shifts?
Well, currently I do 4 10-hour days, and then once the new schedule is implemented next year, it'll be Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day.
And that should make rocking out a little easier for you.
Oh, yeah, I certainly hope so.
I believe I saw on Facebook the other day, are you playing guitar in Glitz?
Yeah, we played Friday, Halloween, and then we got about 3 hours of sleep and went down to Heinz Field and played at the FedEx Great Hall for an hour and 45 minutes before the game.
That's for the Steeler game, correct?
Oh, yes. Too bad they lost, but it was a ball being there.
I've never seen, I've known bands that have played that. Is there a stage there, or are you just set up in the middle of the Great Hall?
They had a stage that was sectioned off, and of course, the band brought in the PA, and, no light show, but we just set up and wore our Steeler shirts and caps and played some rock and roll songs,
Now, Glitz is mainly a cover band, correct?
That is correct. I played original music for such a long time. And I was a freelance songwriter. I've written very much music for John Vento and the Needs Hotel Band in the past. And recently, John commissioned me for another song, and he got it. He likes it. So whether or not you'll hear it, I don't know.
So there's new music out there that Needs Hotel maybe playing that you wrote? Is that what you're alluding to?
At least one song. I'd say they do maybe anywhere on a given night, 1 to 3 of my songs in concert. And that's a great compliment. It's very humbling.
I've never seen those guys live other than the night you guys were here in my living room. But it's always been my goal to make it to a Needs Hotel show.
It's quite an experience down there in Lawrenceville. They actually perform at Needs Hotel, and there's a special pavilion there, and sometimes they close the street off because so many people show up. It's a great experience, and for the most part, it's for a great cause too.
Yeah, generally they donate the proceeds, if I remember correctly. Why can't I think of the same thing the businessmen used to do.
Yes.
I can't think of what it is.
I think at this particular point over the years, the various bands have managed to donate over $1.5 million to great charities, great Pittsburgh charities.
That's awesome. So we've already established that you're playing in Glitz and that you've played with the Needs Hotel Band. What are some other bands that you've played with, and do you have any current projects that you're working on?
Well, as you No, I provided you a Watson's Awakening CD that came out in 2012, and that was a concept album about Todd Watson's ongoing struggle with alcoholism. However, Todd is rapidly approaching 10 years of sobriety, and I applaud him for that. And, well, there's an original band called Inner Strength. A great friend of mine, Arun Datta, who I've known well over 25 years, I've been learning his songs and performing them on bass in his home studio.
Some bass. So you play guitar and bass. What do you play? Any other instruments?
I started out on piano when I was 12. I took 4 years of lessons off of a Russian teacher, so I got an early start with learning and comprehending music. You know, music is in the family, so it's always been there. And the first song I ever learned on the piano was Black and White by Three Dog Night.
The only song I know on the piano is This Old Man. I had to play it for an intro to music class. So piano, guitar, bass, is there an instrument that you don't know how to play that you'd like to learn?
I took 6 months of violin. I was terrible at that. The violin is the single most complex instrument on the face of the earth, so that went out the window. I'm not much of a drummer. I can play Living After Midnight by Judas Priest. That's about it.
If I was to look at your music collection, what bands and genres would I find?
Well, I just happen to be right by my record collection, so let's see what we got. Aerosmith, April Wine, The Beatles, Bebop Deluxe, Jeff Beck, David Bowie, The Cars, Cheap Trick, Alice Cooper, Deep Purple. That's one bin. Death Clock, Dokken, The Doors, Dream Theater, 18 Names, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Fate's Warning, Foreigner, Gentle Giant, Heart, Hendrix. And it goes on and on, all the way to Frank Zappa.
If you could play in a band that opened for one of those artists, which artist would it be? Or have you? I don't even know. Maybe you have.
Warmed Up for Foghat back in 86. That was my only chance to warm up for a major recording artist. But to be in a band and warm up for the people I just mentioned, wow. I think it would be pretty cool to warm up for Hendrix.
Do you know Doppler Effect?
I've heard of them, yes.
Their guitar player plays Hendrix behind his head and behind his back.
That's not easy. I've tried that. I even tried playing with my teeth, and I burst open my gums and got blood all over my guitar.
Oh. How do you even try that?
Well, you kind of like have to look at the strings as if they are tiny sticks of dentine.
Wow. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone do that or even attempt it.
Well, Frank Marino, Randy Hansen, who is a great Hendrix impressionist, he does that. You know, it's not for me, though. I'll use a pick.
How about, I'm sure you've played a lot of different places over the years. If you had to pick one venue that was your favorite, which one is it and why?
Heinz Field. Just played there Sunday, and it's just great seeing all the fans, Steeler fans, that is. And when you play them songs that, you know, are associated with football games, you know, the crowd gets fired up, you know. So, yeah, Heinz Field, great place.
Did you guys play Renegade?
Actually, we didn't. We're an 80s tribute band. I think that song is from 1978.
Mm-hmm. So what songs did you play that would be in the football venue? I guess that's not really the greatest word, but what songs?
Twisted Sister, We're Not Going to Take It. Quiet Riot, Come on, Feel the Noise. Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
So a playlist that I would listen to, basically, is what you're saying. I love all those songs.
And they're a blast to play them.
I know. What's your take on Kiss?
I love Kiss. Kiss is the main reason I picked up my badminton racket and started to strum it in the first place.
So if you had to pick a Kiss lineup, which lineup would you think was the best over the years?
No, I got to go with the, four original guys alive, the first live album. Hey, it doesn't get any better than that.
And my favorite Kiss album is Destroyer. And yeah, if you look at the songs that were on that album, it kind of makes sense, right?
Absolutely. And plus, when you add Bob Ezrin's wonderful production, Bob Ezrin has worked with the best: Kiss, Alice Cooper, Pink Floyd. A stunning producer and musician. He can definitely weave gold out of straw.
I spent this weekend, I was on YouTube watching videos about Peter Criss, and I know that he's not the best drummer that they've had, but like you, I'd still go with the original lineup.
Yeah. Put them on a map, although I will say their Creatures of the Night album is especially noteworthy, quite possibly the heaviest Kiss album ever put out there.
Carnival of Souls.
Yeah, the 90s. That one too. Revenge.
That one missed.
But it all gets down to what the fan likes the best, But Creatures of the Night, that was a great record. Really cool.
Yeah, that when I bring up Kiss, it's usually either the person I talked that I brought it up to loves them or they hate them. There's no middle road. It's like bringing up Nickelback. They're very polarizing.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with Nickelback?
I like them, but I will say that everything they do sounds the same. Not that that's a problem, because I like what I hear from them. But, there are a lot of people that if you bring up Nickelback, they look at you like you're insane.
Well, I listen to everything and I try to, find the best in all genres of music. I'm not very crazy about polkas, but, every now and then, I guess I like to rock out with the Pennsylvania polka.
What about, here's one going back, this is before I was born. How about Iron Butterfly and A God of the Vita?
Yeah. You know how they got that title?
I believe he was drunk and he was trying to say In the Garden of Eden.
Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. You got it, Bill.
My best friend's dad, the first time I ever heard it, I was in probably middle school, and he had it on vinyl, and he put it on, and I love it. I mean, I don't know any other Iron Butterfly song, just that one, but it's awesome. We used to blare it when we were doing our homework.
What kind of grades did you get?
I got A's, actually.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
I'm also a teacher, so if anyone's tuning in for my class listening to that, it's probably not the best way to study. What about influences? Is there anyone in particular you would nail down as a specific person that influenced you?
Why, sure. Around it was probably around sometime in 78. I was still taking piano lessons, and one of my friends has this album. It's called Van Halen.
Uh-huh.
And I put it on my turntable, and I'm listening to this piece called Eruption. And I'm thinking, this sounds like a harpsichord. How is this guy doing this? So it was a mystery for a long time, and that's when I made the transition to guitar. I still played piano, but the guitar was now in the picture too. Growing up, I really enjoyed the blues. Johnny Winter, B.B. King, Muddy Waters. I even had a couple Muddy Waters 8-track tapes back then. And then later on, I got into guys like Alvin Lee and Tony Iommi. And then sometime in 1980, an album came out called Blizzard of Oz. Boy, was that a real game changer.
Yeah, I was watching a biopic of some sort on, I can't remember where, it might have even been on YouTube, about Black Sabbath. And I didn't know that Tony Iommi was missing fingertips until I watched that.
Yes, that happened in 1966. He worked in a factory. It was his last day on the job. He didn't want to go in. His mom made him go. And his fingertips on his second and third fingers were literally pulled off. And Tony, he said it hurt very much.
I couldn't imagine what it felt like. But it makes it even more impressive what he's done over his career.
Yes. Tony followed jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt's path. Django lost his fingers in a fire, and he emerged as one of the greatest two-fingered guitar players ever. But Tony took that a step further. He melted down some thimbles, and he made some prosthetic fingertips, and he coated them with leather. And periodically, he has to change the leather, because, of course, it wears out, but
like
single-handedly. Yeah, he single-handedly invented He invented heavy music as we now know it.
Ozzy or Dio?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. You want a great crazy front man? That's Ozzy. You want a guy that hits all the notes and has all the swagger of an opera star? Dio.
Sammy or David Lee Roth?
Who do you consider to be the better musician?
I think Sammy can sing better, but I think David Lee Roth is a better frontman.
Yeah, I agree. Love them both. Great music from the both of them.
Tommy Thayer or Ace Frehley?
Duh.
We can leave it at that. I know what you mean. I watched a video the other day. It was Ace with Rob Zombie and I can't remember who else. But they were playing some Ace songs. It was awesome. I wish I remember what it was. I sent it to my brother. Anyway.
I didn't get a chance to see that.
I will find the link and send it to you on Facebook. And since I brought it up, I will also post it on PARockShow.com so everyone that's sitting there thinking, what is he talking about, can see.
Right.
There was also one in the same song Peter Criss was playing with Rob, and it wasn't nearly as awesome.
Which one was it?
Let me see if I can find it. Hold on.
Don't forget to ask me anything else.
I found it, and then Rob Zombie, Slash, Gilby Clark, Tommy Lee, Scott Ian, and Ace Frehley playing God of Thunder.
Man. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
And I am going to go ahead and send that to you on Facebook. And as I said, I will include it on the list of things we've talked about on PARockShow.com.
I just got it. Yeah, I just got it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at the bands that those guys are from. Yeah. White Zombie or Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses.
Kiss.
Motley Crue. Scott Ian, he was what, Slayer?
Anthrax. He's a big Kiss
Anthrax,
fan.
That's it. And, you know, of course, Ace Frehley is Kiss. But, the one with Peter Criss was not. It's God of Thunder, but it wasn't, it wasn't as good. I'll let you Google that one.
All right.
So anyway, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with John Fox here shortly. Going to play some music from, let's see, play some Neat Hotel Band.
How about Where Was All the Rain?
Sunshine a lot. What was that, John?
I didn't even play on that.
Oh.
That's Rep Beach.
On that song, yeah. What did you play on?
Well, Where Is All the Rain is one of my more favorite compositions I wrote for John. I did not play lead guitar on it. Mr. Rep Beach did. It's a cool song. I hope you enjoy it.
That's what we'll play then. Okay, we will be right back. And we're back. My name is Bill. You're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is John Fox. And John has played on numerous bands and written. Did you do any producing?
No. No, I'm producer challenged.
I believe we had a mutual friend who recently passed away. You knew Tony Marinacci, right?
Oh, man. I was so sad when I found out. He was a great guy. I loved going to his place, jamming with him, checking out his Led Zeppelin records. He had cool bootleg records. Yeah.
He taught me how to run a mixer. So without him, the PA Rock Show wouldn't exist. I have his website. It's still online. I'm hosting it on my own hosting because he actually called me and asked me if I would make sure it stayed online after he passed away.
That's wonderful.
So it's online. but Tony, he did an album, and it was rock songs. And it's the only album that I've ever written a review for. And the cool thing about it, and really this whole, the music scene as a whole in this area is really this. That, musicians, bands come and go, but the musicians in the area stick around and they help each other out. And that's really what his rock sampler ended up being. It was a bunch of local musicians that came together and played stuff that Tony wrote. And that's really, that's rock for life in a nutshell, too. The bands change.
Very noble.
But, everyone's trying to help each other out, And I've said it a lot that eventually Western Pennsylvania is going to end up being the L.A., Suge Knight, of rap. At some point this area is going to blow up. One band's going to get noticed and the others are going to follow.
Well, I would like to point out G-Force has a new recording coming out, and they managed to get Greg Bissonette, formerly of Maynard Ferguson, and David Lee Roth to play drums. It's my understanding the new G-Force record is going to kick some serious ass. So I can't wait. I'm going to get my copy.
Do you get to get out and see many local bands?
Not really. I'm so consumed with my work, just trying to juggle it, everything, you know. Life kind of gets tougher as you move along. But I love going to see bands when I can.
Is there a local band in particular that you like to see often or when you get a chance?
I like to see Larry Belli and the Mercs. Larry is one of my guitar teachers. He plays with a lot of soul, feeling, and emotion. He closes his eyes a lot when he plays. He doesn't even have to look at the fretboard.
Wow. How about if you had to pick one person in your music career that has supported you the most, who was it?
My mom and dad.
That one comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first guitar that you had?
I sure do. It was a Tobacco Burst Gibson SG.
Do you still have it?
No, I sold it and bought a keyboard synthesizer.
what guitars do you play now?
Let's see. They're all either made in Japan, China, or Korea. I play an Epiphone Les Paul with a Floyd Rose. I play an Agile guitar made in Korea, which has Bill Lawrence humbuckers in it. I have a Dean Michael Schenker Flying V, an Ibanez RG400 with a custom paint job, and Mr. Dave Manella from Manella Guitars is working on my, well, you've heard of a Frankenstrat, but this one's going to be a Foxenstrat, and I can't wait to get it. I've been waiting over a year. But I'm a patient guy.
Basses. Do you own a bass?
No, I don't. I did it on a couple occasions, but not enough strings.
Have you ever heard of Xander Damas?
Oh, God, he's fantastic.
That was
you
a
know,
yes.
He's fantastic. I can't hold a candle to what that guy does. I'm a big fan of his.
He is playing at 7:30 on Saturday for the Pennsylvania Rock Show benefit. He's playing with some backing tracks.
I saw that. Yes.
This will be the second time he's played, but I missed the first one, which probably doesn't make any sense because it's my show. But the first time that he played, I didn't get to that show until 11:30 because we had to take my twin daughters to Children's Hospital. They both had pneumonia. So this will be the first time I get to see him play it live. You know, I've seen video, I've heard the albums, and you know, I'm excited.
You're in for a treat, that's for sure.
And the rest of the lineup, Amber Alexis plays at 6:30. 7:30 is Xander, as I mentioned. 8:30 is A Common Crown. If you're not familiar with them, the bass player and drummer are from the band Slant Six and After the Fall. They are also the
yes.
two guys who run Rock for Life. And then they're rounded out with Zach, who is the new guitar player for After the Fall. Lupo, who has played played in Cage for a little while and a couple other bands. And then the lead singer is Jennifer Hamers. And I don't know her background. But so that's Common Crown. Then we're going to follow them up with the Hellfire Club, which is
oh,
a band.
Oh, Johnny Lane. My
yep.
pal.
Band
the
out
American
of Akron.
Jack.
I have only actually spoken to him in person one time. But he does the concert calendar for the PA Rock Show.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the process of starting with some other musicians in Akron, Rubber City Radio, I believe is what it's called. Basically, it's what I do with PA Rock Show and AK Music Scene, except it's going to be much bigger. And I'm hoping to find a way in there and be involved with them. So that's them. And then Kill the Drama,
I've seen them. Brian is a great friend of mine, Brian Lasky.
Mm-hmm.
Great singer, great guitar player.
And Jason.
Matter of fact, Brian can play Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson. Not a lot of people know that.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. He really doesn't display his chops live, but he got the chops, trust me.
And then the final act, the headliner, is Big House Pete.
Yeah, Paul Peterson. He's a dangerous guy.
He can
Thank
play
God
too.
He has the guitar, you know.
He's if you're listening, you've never heard Big House Pete, Saturday is a good time to come out and check out not only Big House Pete but the other bands I mentioned. But Paul writes some interesting songs.
Oh yeah, that's why he has a parental advisory sticker on his album.
He should maybe wear it on him. But you're probably working Saturday. I was going to say you should come out. You knew all the bands.
I'll certainly try to make it, Bill.
It's for those of you that are thinking about it now that we've had that conversation, it's $5 for Moose members and $10 for qualified guests. And a qualified guest is someone who's willing to come and make the donation to Rock for Life and the Moose Heart Charities. So basically, if you're coming and you're willing to make a $10 donation, you are allowed in the door to watch the concert. And I was telling John earlier off the air, I have lots of CDs and some T-shirts and download cards and stickers and things to give away during the show. And I'm hoping to give those away with some trivia. So maybe brush up on some trivia before Saturday as well.
You mean kind of like Stump the Trunk?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
That's,
All right, well, I have a question for you, Bill.
Oh, no.
What's the...
Go ahead.
Okay, which 80s pop singer and songwriter collaborated with Kiss on their Creatures of the Night album?
And you're going to put me on... Put me on the spot with Kiss, too. Wow. What song was it?
I just happen to have my copy right here. Let's see
I'm
what it is.
I don't know the answer, but...
Okay, I believe it's the song Saint and Sinner.
I have no idea. And
it's Bryan Adams.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's before he was really popular.
That's not someone that you would expect to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Although, was it him? I can't think of his name now. Someone who played in a... rock band that, it wasn't the jazz guy, the saxophonist, was it? I can't remember. There's someone that was the lead, is a lead singer in a rock band, and you're like, no way, from the 80s. I'm not going to remember it, though. It's been a long day of teaching computers today.
You know, I bet you it's Quarter Flash. They were fronted by a female lead vocalist. And she played saxophone. Remember that song, Harden My Heart? That's her playing saxophone in between singing and the saxophone parts.
I'm going to have to look that one up. I was still in elementary school in the 80s. Is there anything that I haven't covered that you'd like the people listening to the show to know about you?
I just like playing songs and playing live. You know, I haven't, you know, other than Halloween and on the November 1st, I hadn't played a show since January. So, and it looks like I'm going to be busy, for the next 5 years or so. So I'm ready to work hard and get back to the peak of my abilities, which I am not at now, but that's going to take a lot of practice and hard work. But I accept I accept the invitation.
So Glitz is currently playing. Do you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, we play Kendrew's Lounge in Aliquippa, Saturday, November 28th. Show starts at 9. And then in Washington, Pennsylvania, Friday, December 12th, show starts at 9:30 p.m. at Frankie Eyes. And day after Christmas, Boxing Day, the Canada holiday, we'll be back at the Blue Haven Lounge in Cheswick. Show starts at 10 p.m.
I have been to Blue Haven.
That's a pretty
Not the
nice
other
place.
Two, but I have been to Blue yeah. Haven.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice place. Great food. So,
yeah,
it's really nice to get out and play again. Especially with these guys, fantastic guys. They have the most cool pre-show ritual. I've been sworn to secrecy. I can't tell you what it is, but it's really funny, and it really gets our blood pumped so we can go on stage and have a lot of fun.
Okay, then. I won't try and get you to tell me, at least not on the air. If someone wanted to get a hold of the music that you've written and played, where could they find it?
Well, Watson's Awakening is available online. The video, which was shot by Scott Warner, is on YouTube. So just type in Watson's Awakening, Cobwebs of the Mind. And the album is available as a digital download.
And the Neat Hotel stuff, I think, is still on their website.
It is.
And I misspell needs all the time. N-I-E-D-S. Yeah, there's an apostrophe, but
yes. Yes.
But not when you're doing it on... Not when you're going to the site. I think it's needs... I'm probably going to mess this up. My fast site... I'm typing
oh,
it
good
in.
Good Lord, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
.com.
I really don't visit a lot of sites. I mean, I use my email for, messages.
They got me there.
Oh, well, good.
So it's NIEDS, myfastsite.com. And let's see. Let's click on albums. There they are. They're available on iTunes. And a couple of them are also available on Amazon.
Yeah. You know, Bill, I really miss the days when you could walk into a record store and just enjoy the pageantry of thumbing through records and singles, 8-track tapes, cassettes, what have you. Now it's all this homogenized digital computer crap. I mean, stop doing that. Get out the door and go to a record store.
I remember, are you familiar with Tees and Tops in Vandegrift?
Yes.
They used to have a little music section, and it used to be a big deal for me when I was younger that I could walk from my parents' house down to Tees and Tops and buy music. And I actually bought the Kiss Forever single there. That one I remember for sure. and, Yeah, I bought that. I another one, my mom came home from a yard sale one time with a vinyl copy of Love Gun. That was huge for me. But I'm trying to think, was it? I don't think I was ever there, but there was a place called Rick's Rack in Vandegrift that I believe was a music store.
Yeah, I recall that. If you drive past there, the marquee is still up there, but it's an empty building now.
And it's right where, well, it's not Kogo's now, but it's right by where Kogo's used to be on Sherman Avenue. But okay, well, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure, and, Bill. It's always great to speak with you.
And we'll find another time to do this when we're not both exhausted, so we so it makes a little more sense to the people listening.
Okay. Well. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. It's been a pleasure, and well, hopefully we'll see you in some club or venue sometime soon.
So, Glitz has a Facebook page? Do they have a website?
Yes. Yes, glitzrock.com. And they have a Facebook page, too.
Glitz Rock. I'm going to check it out right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth, Bill. I feel like the little kid that got the bicycle of his dreams.
So what you're saying is you enjoy playing with these guys.
Oh, man, I love being in this band.
Looks like you did. Did you do that from memory or did you read it off the website?
Website? No, I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, so yeah, I guess I did it from memory.
Okay, so with that said, make sure you take a moment, head to glitzrock.com. You can see them at Kendrew's Lounge on November 28th, Frankie Eyes on December 12th, or the Blue Haven on December 26th. You can find his website link on my website, parockshow.com. And we will be playing some more of the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. And check us out next month.